What's going on, everyone? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to my brand new show, the Dear America Podcast. We have got an amazing show for you today. Get ready, because every week we are going to be bringing you this brand new show. I'm going to introduce you to my friends and my beautiful wife. Every time we get on the podcast, they will be joining us as well. Alyssa and Jake, my producer, you're going to love them as much as I do. This particular episode, we talk about the bomb of the Mueller report coming out. We talk about what free speech is really meant to be, and is it racist to mispronounce people's names? Sit back, relax, and welcome to the brand new Dear America Podcast.
Hey!
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
This is the very first Dear America Podcast.
Yay!
That's right.
It's a fantastic day today. Well, actually, I'm in a bad mood. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
I found myself in a horrid mood, which some people would say is good for ranting, but I don't know how good it is for podcasts, so we're going to find out.
Hmm.
It's dreary today. It's raining.
And you drove 9 hours yesterday.
I drove 1,200 miles in less than 48 hours.
Yes,
so
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, everybody that's been following me on my other channels knows that we just got done with a brutal stretch of traveling.
Brutal.
And Alyssa got to go with me a little bit on that.
I did, but on the end, not the beginning one.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right into it today, and then we're going to go into some other things. It's not Mueller Day. Mueller Day was just the other day. However, today is the first real news day, a Monday, since the Mueller report has dropped.
That's
so
right.
We're going to talk about it. First and foremost,
Told you.
In every contest, there must be Jake, a loser.
I was going to say a winner.
Who?
Zahar. Yes.
It feels good, man. I must admit, it feels really good.
It's not something that we did not know.
There was no collusion.
We were all exonerated today.
Yeah, we were.
And it felt good.
We were. Dan Bongino said the other day that, what was it, March 24th, 2019 is the day that the corrupt media news died.
That's right.
And we'll all remember it. But let's jump into it. So no collusion, no nothing. Collusion.
None.
Zilch. Nada. Nothing.
Nothing.
So today, I like to officially declare it is the day that Hillary Clinton officially lost again
in
the November 2016 election. America is a better place for it. Jake, does this cement Trump winning in 2020? What do you think?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Alyssa.
I think a lot of people are on the fence.
I agree.
Alyssa agrees. I think so too. Let's get a poll going. So on Twitter or Instagram, just do hashtag Dear America and let us know what you think. Do you think this guarantees that Donald Trump is winning the 2020 election? I say yes. I think he was going to win regardless. But I think this just further proves the miraculousness of his win in the first place.
Yeah.
So he has been, the media has gone against Donald Trump.
In every aspect.
Since day one. He overcame probably the most corrupt media scandal in the history of our nation as far as elections go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the biggest landslide victories of election in recent memory, other than Ronald Reagan's second run, where he just completely just decimated. But yeah, I mean, it was a huge win across the board. Nobody thought he could do it. And to think that he did it in spite of all of this conspiracy against him, right? And so, you know, everybody for so long was pushing collusion, but it really was a conspiracy in the end.
Yeah. Since May of last year, there were 533,000 articles written about the Trump collusion.
So
in 2017. Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact of all the money spent on this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where my tax money's coming back. I want a refund check. All right. They spent between $30 to $50 million of taxpayer money, hard earned taxpayer money. I don't remember giving them permission to use my money to investigate the president. So where's my refund check? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why do we have to do this? Is a good discussion forum in the wake of the Mueller report. Why do we have to just simply just whatever with our taxpayer money being used for whatever it's used for, right? Yeah. Shouldn't we? And this is
have a little say.
Yeah. Hashtag Dear America. We'd love to hear your input on this. Shouldn't we as taxpayers have a say so on whether or not, you know, well, you know, I don't know if we really want our taxpayer dollars to go towards investigating the president. Why don't you put that $50 million towards the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be a vote on it and, you know, they'd decide then how many people want the investigation and we'd be back at square one.
So we put it up for debate on whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But without asking at all what the taxpayers think or putting it up for votes and all this stuff, they investigate with Robert Mueller for however much money it cost to investigate the president.
Yeah.
So why is that? Is that the media and the governmental double standards in play there? That
oh, it yeah. seems like it.
For sure.
I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Who was it that was crying because they were so upset?
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow. And that's just, oh, man. She's been burned twice.
That. But even so, why would you cry that your president didn't commit treason?
Because yeah.
she's
a communist.
What is wrong with
you? She's a communist. Yeah. She works
her
for
days are numbered, she works for sure. For,
yeah.
Well, yes.
That's twice. Okay. So she got burned about a year and a half ago now when they had Trump's tax return released and it was this huge, big thing, like a countdown.
Right.
They even did a countdown to the release of this tax.
They were so excited.
They were so pumped. And this chick literally on air is reading this tax return and found out he paid $35 million in taxes. And she literally has to stand there and go, oh.
Can you imagine hating someone that bad where you cry when they don't mess up?
When they don't
mess
up. It's
because she's been burned twice.
But even, I did not agree with all of Obama's, you know, political stances on things. But I never, like, hoped he would just completely fail.
Right.
Because he is our president.
I may have wanted the birth certificate thing to be true.
I may
have wanted it. But I did not say yay for taxpayer dollars being wasted
right.
to investigate
right.
such a thing.
Right. And if he did something good, we wouldn't, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we wouldn't be upset.
I wouldn't be upset. Like, for me, let's talk about Obama for a second.
It's hard to think of something
good. I know. Well, yeah, it is hard to think. But let's talk about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, with Obama, which was Obama's legacy, which is a garbage mm-hmm. legacy now.
Yes.
And Trump has pretty much torn everything down
yes.
that Obama ever did.
He set the standard for legacy as a president.
Yeah, and now you've got Bernie Sanders running, and that's one of the main platforms of his is health care for all.
Mm-hmm.
Health care for all on its basic level is not a bad thing or an idea.
Right.
Who is against everybody having health care?
It's how you go about it.
It's how you go about it. And
right.
that's the problem. Illegal immigration, border security, health care for all, housing for all, cell phones for all, Andrew Yang's stupid $1,000 a year to every American citizen.
Right.
It's not that they're bad ideas in principle. It's the fact of no one takes into account what actually has to happen for those things to occur.
Right. Who pays
right.
for
right.
it?
Right.
Yeah. So open borders. All right. You got every Mexican child and mama crossing the border and, oh, they're babies and they're just families and they're just trying to survive and all this other stuff. Not to mention the terrorists that are coming across
mm-hmm.
and fighting male age, smuggling cocaine in children a lot of times and
right.
sex trafficking and all that.
Coyotes.
No one wants to talk about that. So let's just tackle the hearts and minds thing, which is what these liberals don't understand. They want to pull this hearts and minds garbage.
Yeah, they're okay. the morally superior party.
We right. let everybody in, and then what happens? Where do they go? Who pays for them? Are they going to get a job? Who's going to hire them? They have no documentation. Are they going to be allowed to vote? The Democrats want that to be so. Where
uh-huh.
are they going to sleep? What are they going to eat? Who's going to pay for their health care? We are.
Right.
Me, yes. you, them, us. It's us. It's not the illegals coming over because they don't have to pay taxes because they're illegals. There's no way to track
but
whether
they can
or not
vote.
They do or not. But they can vote
yep.
because the Democrats.
16-year-olds, apparently.
Yeah, oh,
16-year-old aliens.
16-year-olds, man. That's another one. Is the Democrats are so desperate. There's so much to talk about right now in
yeah.
the very first episode. It's like Jesus knew that this was going to
be our
premiere,
first episode.
And he just gave us all kinds of things. So the voting age.
Yes.
16.
I was a very responsible 16-year-old.
You were still dumb.
Yeah.
You
were
still we all were.
Listen, I had a job.
That doesn't mean
that,
I'm
doesn't
just
mean
saying,
anything.
I did school on my own. I was very responsible. I should not have voted.
You had a job at 16.
But I should not have voted.
So you could buy guest jeans and stuff.
That's right.
That is correct. And gas money to get to the mall.
I don't care how responsible of a 16-year-old you are. You are still 16. You are thinking with your crotch if you're a man. All right? I mean, that's just the truth. Don't look at me like that, Alyssa. Alyssa's rolling her eyes at me in disgust as her husband right now.
I can't speak for the man, so go ahead.
It is common practice, all right? Every 6 seconds, a male thinks about sex. Think about that.
That's a fact.
Think about that.
Not for me.
I will go with it.
Not for me.
That is a fact.
Might be an 8 or 9 seconds.
The anomaly of Jake, the producer.
Except for me. That is everyone.
We'll ask Whitney about that.
Everyone thinks about sex every 6 seconds except for Jake. But the point, the point is this, okay? I don't care how good of a teenager you were. You were still a teenager.
You were
easily swayed in any direction at all. Nancy Pelosi comes out, and it's been rumored for a while that she was supportive of it, right? Mm-hmm. It's been rumored for a long time. But she comes out, and she says that she is pro-16-year-old voting age. It's going to be a good show, guys. I am so excited. I'm making up names. She comes out and says that she is pro-16-year-old voting because they're interested and they're learning about the government in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And because they're learning about the government in school, they should be allowed to vote because they truly understand.
And which way is the school leaning when we talk about government?
That's like saying you should be allowed to play in the MLB because you're playing
high school
coach pitch.
Well, what kid in high school is that interested in politics?
Okay, I will say,
get a life, man. Like you're a kid.
There are some, but again, we're talking about everyone versus again the little tiny group who actually could probably vote.
And that's the point, right? Democrats like to redo laws, and they like to make up things as they go for the minority of situations.
Right.
They don't take into effect. Yes. Are there some children? Yes, I said children because at 16, you're a child. At 18, you're a child, but legally you may be an adult. The point is the vast majority of 16-year-olds are dumb.
Yeah.
Just dumb, 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 dumb. They are dumb. I don't trust a 16-year-old to do crap.
Did you see that video meme? It said why 16-year-olds shouldn't vote. It's the dude setting that rock on fire and setting his buddy.
Yeah.
He's about to skate down
it
or whatever.
That's what I'm trying to say, man.
It was hilarious.
We have Tide Pod eating, feelings matter, one of the top 10 stressors of millennials in 2019 is not losing your phone. It's losing your well, that is one.
That
but
is one,
also
actually,
losing
yeah.
your phone charger. Four out of the top 10 things that stress out 25 to like 16-year-olds.
Have to do with their phone.
Have to do with their phone.
Is that not scary?
That's very sad.
I put a tweet out and it said, I'll trust 16-year-olds when you lower the enlistment age. And they can go to boot camp for 2 years, and then I'll trust their vote.
Yeah, there you go.
At 18. Mm. And everybody's main argument is, Graham, that's not even remotely comparable. Saying someone can join the military at 16 is not even remotely comparable to voting. Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Why in the world not? Why is that not the same thing?
Well,
if you can choose to serve your country and you can, then you should be, and they want you to be able to choose to vote on how our country is run. Why isn't that the same?
You can't even rent a U-Haul mega trailer.
It's true. Mm-hmm. We tried
unless you're 25 years old.
That was awkward.
That's
because when me and Graham were married, we were not 25. We were younger and we had to get one of our parents to get
Iraq
our U-Haul.
Twice. Right. Two-time war vet. Can't rent a
with
U-Haul.
A child. We had children,
yeah,
and we couldn't rent a U-Haul.
They need to simplify, make it all 21. You know, you can't serve until 21,
age.
But you can drink.
I agree.
Insurance,
we have a lot of ages going on.
Yes,
I'm not against it. I think that's what makes people like Ocasio-Cortez and folks like that, and even Beto, so dangerous.
Beto.
Is they are appealing to
the younger demographic,
extremely young demographic.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it very well, though, because they're playing at everyone's morality
of
what is good. And then they make us look like the bad. They are. And so they don't really care about the politics or how it looks, but they're really doing a good job about, oh, but this is the good and right thing to do.
They're also, they're running out of their voter base. You know, people are leaving in droves, so they're having to find
the next. But
the kids
don't see that.
The kids don't see that. No.
The kids don't even know.
if you're young and not a liberal, you know, you don't have a...
Here's the thing.
Whatever even, that saying is.
Even as an adult, the House and Senate are voting on 10, 12 bills a day, right? Did you know that? Like, every single day, they're voting on countless numbers of bills. Yeah. Do you have any clue what they're talking about? I don't.
Nope.
And I'm an adult. This is my job. You know, and I couldn't tell you 80% of the crap that they're voting on in the House and in the Senate. Do you honestly think that a 16-year-old has any freaking clue what's going on at all? All they know...
It's missing out on being a kid. Be a kid for a little while before you worry about this kind of stuff, you know?
The Democrats or the liberals, all right? Or excuse me, the left. I just did a speaking thing with Charlie Kirk at ASU, and he did a really good job of saying there is a difference between the term liberal and now the left, okay? Liberal, about 10 years ago, used to be firmly, you know, I mean, libertarian, right? I mean, you know, a lot of their principles.
Classical liberal.
Yeah, yeah. Classical liberals, a lot of their principles used to align with conservatives, you know, a lot of the things. Now you've got the left, and they became the left under the veil of liberals, right? And so they've contorted or distorted or what, however you want to name it. Everything to where they have even changed the definition of the young voters. 10 years ago, young voters were between 25 and 35. Mm-hmm. Those were young voters. Now Democrats are realizing, holy crap, we're losing everybody. And even AOC, adults can't stand her. All right. I would love to see the demographics of her audience. I bet 70% of the people that follow her are teenagers.
I was going to say 15 to about 19.
Pass me outside. How about that?
I would venture to say that number of them are teenagers. And so the Democrats are realizing this. So the only chance they have is to try to change the voting laws to try to allow highly impressionable minds. And some people right now are going, Graham, not my kid. My kid's smarter than you. My kid knows more than you ever will. Well, fine.
Sure.
Your kid is smart and good for you. It has nothing to do with you as a parent. Your kid's either smart or they're not. So I don't even know why you claim credit for that. But what?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, you don't, do you? Okay.
Well, education is important. Our kid couldn't read without a really good teacher.
This is the first marital argument. Live on microphone.
The first one we've ever had in 10 years.
No, bring it on.
It's chick, right
bring
here.
It on. Thing.
Okay, so here's my point to do this away. I'm not saying education is not important. I'm not saying that smart people don't need to be educated on actual things that are in our society, like history and math and English and all
that
stuff. I'm saying you either are capable of understanding math or you're not. You're either capable of understanding biology or you're not. That's just the way it is, period. You're either a smart enough person to where you can do algebra without using paper, or you're like
me.
I wasn't.
And you got to get a calculator that someone else uses to tell you the answer. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just the truth. That's the way it is. That's our society. That's all I'm saying. And your mommy just came out right there.
I don't even feel bad about that for one second.
But hashtag Dear America, let's put this to a vote. Hashtag Dear America on Twitter or Instagram and let us know what you think. Can people be taught to be smart, or are people just smart?
Oh my God.
That's a super smart question.
And then they learn.
Isn't it though?
Are they smart? Hang on.
Can you be taught to be smart?
They don't know.
Are you stupid forever?
They don't. People don't know what they're answering because you two are interrupting. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think.
Hashtag Alyssa is right. ELLISA.
Can I finish?
Go
All
ahead.
Right. Hashtag Dear America on Twitter or Instagram. Let us know what you think. Can people be taught to be smart, like Alyssa seems to think, or are you smart and simply are taught things? I'd leave it up to the vast voting of the American people, because we believe in democracy here.
Okay, I'm caveating off of this into a story. Is everyone good with this?
Do we have a choice
no,
at this point?
No, we don't.
You're in rare form.
Speaking of smart people that are not, I'm going to read you a story. Are you ready? All right.
I'm ready.
This is about three Oklahoma City teenagers who allegedly planned to rob a bank using Uber as transportation. Police say the Uber driver who took the teens to the bank Tuesday afternoon called authorities after hearing one of them say he had a gun and was going to, quote, cap somebody. Police say a gun was found. The teens had apparently already arranged everything and had their Uber wait for him. And so the Uber driver called the police, and they were indeed captured.
I think these people deserve a medal at this point. Yeah.
That's the way
I feel. If you're going to screw it up, you might as well screw it up super big like that.
But wait, when he was questioned, he said, quote, they were using their Uber as the, quote, getaway car.
Right.
You know when you order an Uber and you can put, like, special instructions?
Uh-huh.
You should
bring me a pizza.
You should have texted in there and be like, be quick on the gas pedal, or, you know,
if you see a cop, swerve, go faster.
Are you pro police?
Find a dark alley.
You know, not pro police. How do you feel about these things? That's funny.
That is funny. Yeah,
but again,
smart teenagers.
But that goes to show these are the dummies that the Democrats want voting. The type of people that would rob a store and get Uber.
Democrats want them voting if they're voting for them.
Right.
You know, they don't want them just voting for anybody.
But what's scary is children grow up. And so if they get them young.
Hopefully.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if they get them young, though, that's scary because they're targeting our future generations. And that is what's scary about it.
Well, that's what.
Even if the voting age is 18, if they get them at 14,
they get most
15,
kids at 18 anyways.
That's true.
For the most part.
I mean, that's what's scary. Well, it's a generation.
But the ironic thing of this is Democrats claim that they're pro young people and they're pro young Americans and empowerment of young Americans. But what the Democrats are actually doing for young voters is absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. However, the very president that the Democrats are trying to convince voters against is the president that's actually doing things for young voters. Did you know that on Thursday, I believe it was, yes, Thursday, the president signed the executive order for, drumroll, free speech on college campuses for everyone.
Which really shouldn't have had to have been said,
right?
I feel like.
It's a weird place.
I mean,
it's a weird place to be in. We're having to sign executive orders for conservative speech. That's what it is, right?
It is.
College professors are mad.
If you think that genderless, I'm going to say it again, it's my favorite guy, nipless alien boys, can go out there and talk about and spread, you know, I guess, membership into their alien club, that's fine. You can have people talking about abortion and how you can have post-birth infanticide. I can't even talk. It makes me so mad. Infanticide, you can talk about that all day long. Yeah. You can wear vagina hats on campus. You can spread what appears to be period blood on yourself on campus, and nobody says anything. But if you go on there saying that we need borders, 16 is too young to vote, Donald Trump is a great president.
God is the one true God.
God is the one true God. There are two genders, blah, 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 blah. Well, you're a racist and a bigot, and you're not welcome here.
Or they put you in a very tiny room because they let you.
Yeah.
But they put you somewhere where no one can get to you. Or it's so
outside
of
the safe space.
I'm so proud that President
else.
Trump signed that, but it's sad that it had to come to that.
So to caveat off of that, Jake, and I would love to hear your perspective on this, and we're really going to get deep into it. So everyone listening, prepare your mind for the conversation that is about to happen as you go down this journey with us. And you can always hashtag Dear America on Twitter or Instagram to let us know your thoughts, whether you agree or disagree. In fact, I challenge you, if you disagree, to please hashtag that and let it be known. So me and Alyssa just attended a LCR event, which is the Log Cabin Republicans. And it's a really interesting thing to have because everyone knows religiously where me and Alyssa stand. We are Christians. We do believe, you know, the Bible to be true and what it says. But there is a big separation between religious views and political views. Mm-hmm. There just is. Like those, sometimes they intermingle with each other. And as conservatives, obviously we have a lot of Christian influence on our political beliefs. But when it comes to the black and white narrative of it, all right, legalities of it all, there is a very big difference between political views and religious views, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to put it in basic terms, the Log Cabin Republicans are essentially the LGBT community for conservatives, all right?
Okay.
So they're lesbian, gay, bisexual conservatives, right?
And not all of them are.
Not all of them are, but that is like the main principle of this thing. And so me and Alyssa were very humbled to be invited, right? So we were invited and you know, because they like the message that we, you know, convey, because it's very obvious our religious convictions, but we also understand what freedom actually means as in context to political, right? And so that's what they talked about during this thing, was you can't fight for freedom, true freedom of one group, and not fight for freedom of another group if you want a true free society. Now, again, to be clear, and we were very clear with the people at the LCR, this is not saying on a religious level that we agree with the lifestyle choices of things.
Yeah.
But this goes to our earlier videos where just because we don't agree with something doesn't mean that we should treat them like second class citizens or they don't have any rights, et cetera, et cetera. So it was really cool to hear, honestly, gay conservatives talk.
It was very interesting.
Because the only gay people that get the time of day on mainstream networks are the extreme left that basically says that, you know, you have to indoctrinate your children and have drag queen story time. And, you know, you have to teach your children at age 8 gender fluidity in school and all this stuff. And the president even said in his speech, is it fair to have a young woman not have the right to not disrobe in front of a man that now identifies as a woman in the bathroom and stuff? And it was really cool to hear them use rational thought and understanding to their point and to their argument, right?
Yeah.
So, Jake, to throw it back to you, and again, guys, this is a really interesting conversation. So hashtag Dear America, your thoughts on this, Twitter or Instagram, and let us know. Jake, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't like hypocrites in general. So people who claim to be a Christian and then don't live like a Christian, or who, you know, say certain things about certain groups of people.
Right.
You know, it's like I was at a church a couple of years ago, and the guy was talking about, you know, freedom to pray in school. Like, we got to have our kids be allowed to pray in school, all for it. But then he follows it up with, you know, because they're letting the Muslims pray. And, you know, he didn't want that. He wanted just Christians to have prayer, and he wanted to kick Muslim prayer out. I get what he probably thinks about Islam and all that, but if you want it, if you want your freedom of religion for Christianity, it's just one of those things, you have to let them have their freedom too. So,
and one of the terms that someone said that I loved is you can accept and not agree.
Accept and not agree.
And that is huge. And he was so funny. I'm not going to say his name, but he was just fantastic. And he said, you think you have hard times, try being a gay Republican.
Exactly.
And I said, oh yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, it is to the principle of it, because you can have different views, but you have to have freedom for all.
Yes.
You cannot just narrow it down and to know you don't get that right, but I do.
Right.
Well, who are you?
Yeah. And we don't know the struggles of being a gay conservative, you know, like, yeah.
I'm
must
sure
be,
the struggle is real.
Yes.
Again, and this is something it's honestly something that I didn't realize until I got into this world is as Christians, we should take a stand and influence politics as best as we know how, right? I mean, that's just the truth. I don't believe in the church has no right whatsoever to say anything about what's going on in the political world. It was, in my opinion, the biggest government scandal ever, and honestly, the biggest mistake the church ever did. And this is my opinion. Hashtag Dear America, let me know how much you hate what I'm about to say. Church is getting into the 501c3 tax exemption thing to save money, all right, which I get, but what it did was it put a muzzle on churches. That's what it did, all right? It was to, in the veil of it, it was to make the church feel like government separation, but what it actually did was the government pushed the church out, all right? Because, oh, you're a 501c3 charity organization now. You can't talk about those things, or we'll take your 501c3 away. Mm-hmm. And it put a muzzle on churches. But back to the point, now that I'm in the world of politics, you're right, Jake. You can't be hypocritical about what you deem to be freedom, whether religiously you agree with it or not.
Right.
Politically, if you are pushing pro-freedom for everyone, race, sex, gender, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have true freedom for one group and exclude another group politically.
That's right.
And it truly is. And again, for all the Christians up in a roar right now, I am not saying in any way, shape, form, or fashion, and I have been very adamant and will continue to do so, that religiously, I do not agree with that lifestyle. Religiously.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Politically, that's the reason you can't go into politics with emotion, just like you can't interpret the rule of law with emotion. It is not set up that way.
But let me just say, because we're so divided as a nation right now, guess who walked away as one of my new best friends? The guy we met who was a gay conservative.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we agree, we don't agree, but we can accept. And we had a wonderful time. And it just fascinates me, though. It's like, oh, okay, well, you don't agree with me? Well,
and they
can't
understood.
Do anything to
they understood yeah. that religiously we did not agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
And we did what is lost in today's society. We looked at each other and we said, well, we agree to disagree on that.
Yes. Amen.
And we continued about the day and the business.
And had a wonderful night.
And had a great night. And I mean, you know, it was a good time. It was really a cool situation to go into where to show, in my opinion, that it is possible
mm-hmm.
for a group of people that don't see eye to eye on every aspect of what they stand for, still be able to be Americans, still on the core values of things for freedom, et cetera, and the Republican conservative values get along. And I think that America could have learned a lot from that situation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so it was really cool to be there. You know, it was an eye-opening thing for me in a lot of ways, because it does. It just makes you think about the fact you can't have freedom for one group.
Yes.
Because that in and of itself is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And so it was cool to go about it. Now, don't ask me straight up. You know, if you belong to the LGBT community, and, you know, don't ask me straight up of what I think about, you know, same-sex marriages, et cetera, religiously, because you're probably not going to like, you know, the answer, because I don't agree with that religiously.
Yeah.
But you are still an American, and that is your right to, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to do, then that is your right. And like the guy said, and we won't do it, it is not for you to accept or agree with. It is for you to tolerate as an American. And I thought that was a very good point. Alyssa is telling me that we need to move on to the next point.
I mean, you can keep going.
Oh, no. I saw the look, babe. Let's do this thing. We've been married for 10 years.
This is complete shift of subject. So.
Let's change gears.
I thought that you just said a cuss word. This is complete.
I don't cuss.
You brought it around, but you twanged it out
Let's
there.
Let's shift gears.
I was like, ooh.
So, has anyone heard about what Barbara Streisand did? Anybody?
Ooh, I haven't. No. I did.
You haven't,
I got some celebrity reactions,
did,
but not her.
But
so,
tell us.
Friday, also the Mueller report dropped the same day, okay? So, this was fantastic.
It's a great day.
The Grammy winner said she believes the sexual allegations made by Wade Robson and James Safechuck, which is a fun last name, anyway, basically, she says that it was absolutely very painful. He was very sweet, talking about Michael Jackson, very childlike. His sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, quote, but those children, as you heard say, they were thrilled to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
They both married and they both have children. This is all quote. So it didn't kill them. I feel bad for these children, she concluded. I feel bad for him. I blame, I guess, the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him.
I feel the same with Blasey Ford.
I mean.
Feel bad for Kavanaugh.
I think that
that's ridiculous.
Well, Barbara Streisand has been in the news a lot lately.
She's off her rocker.
She's the same one that said that women were basically brain dead puppets that mm-hmm. only voted the way their husbands told them to. So now she is basically saying, she pretty much said that it was the kids' own fault.
Pretty much.
And they asked for it.
And she did. She apologized once, and then apparently she apologized again. So I will throw that out there.
It doesn't matter.
But obviously there is some truth to what you say. So you said that.
You don't waff on a statement like that, buddy. Yeah, you know, that's just, that's a whiffer.
And social media was brutal, which it should have been.
It should have been.
But to her,
it gives a
anyway,
whole new,
I just...
I, one, everybody knows that Michael Jackson was a pedophile. Okay, if you're still...
I don't know if he knew about that.
Hashtag Dear America, let us know. Do you still believe that Michael Jackson was not a pedophile?
That's ignorant.
That's ignorant.
He was very sweet and very childlike.
I'm just saying, it's weird.
He didn't have a childhood.
It's weird. No, I don't care how much you love kids. I love my kids. I ain't letting other people's kids come stay the night at my house when I'm a grown man and sleeping in the room with me because it's weird.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't make any sense. Of course he was a pedophile, period. And the parents, you're right. The parents should go to jail right now because they probably were paid money. Let's just be truthful about it. They probably were paid money. I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson did stuff with Webster and Macaulay Culkin, too, which is probably another reason why Macaulay Culkin is off his rocker right now. I don't know this to be fact.
Would have liked Trump if he would have been a Trump fan.
All's I'm saying is this. Macaulay Culkin was the number one child actor in the world, and Michael Jackson was messing around with kids. You really think, I don't know for a fact, but I just know Macaulay Culkin has got a lot of issues now as an adult.
That's right.
And Corey Feldman comes out and busts up the whole Hollywood ring. He's like, yeah, everybody was touching us kids, period. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, it is a sick and twisted, demented world there in Hollywood. And Barbara Streisand's comment was really her real thoughts on it. She's come back now because her publicist is like, you have tanked this entire organization.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You blew it.
Yeah. You have got to fix what little name recognition you have left. And that's it. She doesn't mean that. She meant what she said the first time.
Which is really scary to even have that mindset. I don't know. It just baffles me. Like, we just had actually a post to which some of my social media followers, you know, took up for me because it was saying basically our three children should have been aborted. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand the mentality of today. And maybe I'm wrong. You know, I need to ask, I guess, older generations, but attacking children or even saying, oh, well, yeah, obviously they were sexually abused, but obviously it's their own fault. Yeah. They shouldn't have slept with it. I mean, it like blows they're trying to normalize my mind. It. Like they're normalizing it. Oh,
they wanted to be famous.
Yeah. Wow. It's baffling. It's mind blowing. So.
Well, speaking of like Hollywood, let's keep it in that realm.
Jake has jumped right into it. Speaking of child,
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
No, I'm starting to call her the goat, Alyssa Milano, because I just hope that someday
she spells her name differently than mine. I would like to point out.
Yeah, what's up with Alyssa's? No, just kidding. She says if the report fully exonerated him or his family, he'd have it all out in seconds, wouldn't he? Yeah, he's not an idiot, Alyssa, so he's probably going to keep, you know, most of it in. Let's see.
Well, Trump has come out and said that, let him see it. Like, Trump doesn't care.
Hey, clarify what we're speaking about.
The Mueller report.
This is back to the Mueller report. Yeah.
Is it Mueller or Mueller?
Mueller.
I think it's Mueller.
I think it's Mueller. Mueller? Hashtag. Mueller? Well, what do y'all think?
Hashtag Dear America, Mueller.
I don't know how
Mueller?
You're
going to
figure that out.
M-U-L-L or M-U-E-L? Mule or... Yeah, M-U-L-E.
You're in the South, Jake. It's Mueller.
Just twang it. Mueller.
Wouldn't it be Mueller?
What about... Oh, okay. I win. Bueller.
Bueller.
It's not the same.
You can't check... How do you spell Bueller?
It's Mueller.
Look it up right now. Bueller's day off. Look it up.
All right. Let's see what the audience thinks.
Let's see. Hashtag Dear America. Is it Mueller or Mueller? I think Mueller is M-U-L-L-E-R.
It's Mueller.
Mueller sounds like...
Okay, what do you have, Jake?
What is... Okay, go ahead, Jake.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Bill Maher... Is it Maurer or Maher? Bill Maurer doesn't need a report to know Trump's a traitor. So even with all the evidence and proof in the world, you know, he doesn't need that. He doesn't need proof. He just knows he's a traitor.
Well, of course, they're going to stick to their guns.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to see Bill's terrible ratings to know it's a terrible show. I'll just say that.
Everything Bill Maher says is dumb anyway. So, again, another failing person that uses Trump's popularity to boost their own ratings.
Yeah,
yeah.
Period. Exactly.
Michael Ian Black.
Yeah.
You remember that name? Haven't heard from him in a while. He said it's a bad day for people with eyesight, and I totally agree with him. You know, when you see the truth, you have your eyes open. Sometimes it hurts a little bit at first, but, yeah, you'll see the light now.
Speaking of the truth, let's go from my little point that I want to bring out to everybody.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, I always bring fair and unbiased opinions.
Absolutely.
Into what I talk about. Okay, so this is brought to us by KUOW Public Radio. Verified account, real thing.
Okay.
All right.
KUOW.
A rose by any other name would not be me. The racist practice of mispronouncing
names. Bill Maurer.
So now, what a great caveat.
That is awesome.
What we were just talking about. You want to talk about racism, Jake?
I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
Sorry, Bill.
You racist.
You cannot be on the podcast any longer.
You want to talk about free speech, buddy. Now, if you mispronounce people's names, and this was, for those of you who can't see it, this was a African-American woman that came out and said this. So you're a racist. You obviously hate anyone other than white people because you mispronounce names of people.
That's brilliant.
That's the world that we live
in.
Well,
everyone
would
be against me because no one can pronounce my name right.
You know what, Alyssa? You should go to court for every single person.
I could sue
Eliza.
We could make millions.
Eliza.
What did your who was it you typed in? It always said my name wrong.
Oh, it was my Siri. I had to say
Siri.
Eliza.
Siri?
Maybe I
you
could sue Apple.
You should sue Apple.
Yes.
What was it? President says, Tim Apple? You should sue Tim Apple.
Tim Apple.
You should sue him.
Another caveat on the name thing, you know, mispronouncing Mueller, and that's racist. It also came out that the whole Mueller report was racist. A guy on CNN, he says, he's a black man, and he said, if this investigation was investigating a black family for 22 months, they would have found something.
Mm.
Is that not the most racist thing you ever heard?
Mm. Wow.
He said they couldn't find anything on Trump, you know, that clearly shows his white privilege.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's rough. Man.
On CNN.
That's rough. Ooh.
And then they call him a dictator and they all laugh.
But
it's like, is it funny he's a dictator?
It's cool for CNN to say racist things. The past 4 or 5 months, CNN has said and allowed on air the most blatantly racist
disgusting
things. What was the guy that said Negroes can't read? Kanye West is an example of Negroes that can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And then Don Lemon comes on and says,
the biggest threat to America
is white men.
Yeah, conservative Christian males.
Yeah, exactly. That's where we live. So
Those days are over, though, man.
Okay, I got another one for you. All right. What is it? United Airlines comes out
gender.
And they say identify or mark as you identify. Ride as you identify. That's what it says. Ride as you identify.
Mm-hmm.
Our gender neutral options are now available.
And what is it? What was the
MX?
MX. What does that stand for? Does anyone know?
It stands for nothing.
That's probably male, but with the X chromosome. So male, female.
No. It literally stands.
I don't know. I can't keep
up.
I'm
going to roll with that. Say it like you mean it. And we'll just all believe
you ask what it stands
MX.
For. Ooh, this is going to make people mad. Hashtag Dear America, let us know how much you hate this. MX stands for nothing because people that mark MX claim that they are nothing. They're non-binary. They're neither male nor female. Well, doesn't that mean you're nothing at that point? I mean, don't you identify
you
as
nothing?
You are nothing. You can't say, well, I identify as nothing and that's something.
Right.
See what I'm saying? See,
you have to call me something, but I identify as nothing.
It's
exactly.
It's like a riddle.
And that's
it's
the
like
world we live in.
Yeah.
A riddle where you're thrown in jail if you don't get it right.
Yeah.
So what happens, though? Okay, you identify as that. So what are they? What is you not? Like, what actually happens if you identify like
I identify as a toddler, so therefore I shouldn't have to pay for tickets.
Yeah. Oh, that's what. No, tell them what you said.
Oh,
I said
in a tweet in response to that. I said, I identify as a person that should fly first class. And pay basic economy.
I love it. I identify as that person as well.
But somebody came out and said, screw that, identify as a toddler, that way you don't have to pay for any tickets ever. It was like,
No, I'm
walking on this thing because I'm two.
Yeah. I like the guy who was in his 60s and he identified as like a 22-year-old because he was
like
trying to get back in the dating game.
But he lost though.
Yeah.
He lost.
They got to draw the line somewhere.
So see, but that's my point. He lost because he was not pro you can be whatever you want and he was doing it out of spite. Okay. But then he lost. So is that the definition between what's true and what's not, whether you believe in the cause you're fighting for or whether you're trying to prove a point? What was the guy that identified as a woman for a day?
The wrestling
and then
guy.
Broke all the weightlifting records
weightlifting.
In the women's.
Which is just ridiculous. Or the guy who ran track and beat everyone, identified as a woman. Well, of course.
Yep.
Hmm. Well,
ridiculous world we live in.
I think that is the end of today's podcast.
Yeah, that was good.
I think it's a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you so much for joining us for the first ever of many to come.
Woo.
Dear America podcast. Let us know what you think. Hashtag Dear America.
Only
Twitter
nice comments,
or Instagram. Bring on the ugly ones. I want to introduce
Make
one last
Instagram.
Time. Make sure you follow my beautiful wife, Alyssa. What's your handle?
It's Alyssa. But it's spelt weird. It's Ellissa Allen 10.
Okay. And Jake, our
Conservative
Fearless producer. Where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at The Conservative Producer.
That's right. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this brand new show, the Dear America podcast. As always, I'm Graham Allen. We are out of here.
Yeah.
Have a good one.